we're wrapping up our whole series. We had a series called Christmas Playlist. Oakwood actually voted on their favorite songs. Everybody got to put in three songs, Christmas songs. Christian songs, secular songs, didn't matter. We put together the top votes, and we've been listening to a playlist all Christmas long. And my messages have been, there's a tongue-in-cheek kind of a thing, it's been the songs about Jesus in the Scriptures, Mary's song, Zechariah's song, the angel's song, and then Simeon's song. Last week, Simeon's song warned Mary that Jesus would be the cause of people falling as well as rising. I want to let you know that Christmas is so important. I believe that Christmas is the dividing line of all history. The first Christmas, Jesus came to you. Now the choice is, are you going to come to Jesus? I'm not talking about being a religious person or even a more religious person. I'm not talking about trying hard to be good. The dividing line is not between the good and the bad. The dividing line is between those who have placed their faith in Jesus and those who've placed it in something or someone else. Which brings me to ICE. I'm a city boy. One of the first times I went to the UP was because my roommate in college lived there, and they invited me up for New Year's Eve. And they gave me directions. This is before GPS. And I got the directions, and I drove all the way to the UP. Of course, about an hour and a half of driving in the UP, never saw a soul. I thought I'd lost the world. And we finally get to the town, and they said, you go to the middle of the town, you turn right. I got to the middle of the town, but right was a lake. Apparently in the UP, in the heart of the winter, they make a road out of the lake. It's just a road. You turn right, you go right across the lake. But this city boy was scared to death. I had never driven across a lake with my car. I sat there and watched for about 15 minutes as cars and trucks rode across and back. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. And I've never been so scared. Just you're trying to sit. Have you ever tried to sit lighter? It makes no sense. I mean, I'm in my car like, oh. And I'm driving across this lake, and I got to the house finally. I'm like, I can't believe it. You guys drive over water. And they're like, hey, that water's like 2 foot thick. It can support a semi-truck. You are fine. Juxtapose that to Camp Barakel. We have a camp we go to that we love. They have Sheer Lake. Sheer Lake, Camp Barakel has two sides, east side, west side of both sides of the lake. And the lake, it's not in the UP. And honestly, it's not been cold lately. And every year when we go, I wait for the announcement, because the first thing they do is tell people whether you should or should not go on the ice. And when it's a should not, they make a big deal about it. You got to tell teens several times. Actually, the men's retreats are the worst. You got to tell men a lot of times. Hey, guys, you might think you can walk on that lake, but it's about 3/8 of an inch thick. And if you weigh 200 pounds, forget about it. You're not walking, you're swimming. Now listen, I say all that to point out something. I want to point out thin ice. You can have faith in thin ice, but it won't save you. The object of your faith can't support you. It's not the amount of faith that matters, it's the foundation of your faith that counts. And I want to let you know that Jesus is the only sure foundation. He can bear the weight of your life and of your eternity. Everything else is thin ice. It might be yourself, someone else, a theory, a philosophy, or a religion, but all these are thin ice. They will crack either in this life or when you experience death. You must decide. Christmas is not just a cute, sentimental baby in a manger. As we've talked about in our Christmas playlist, we heard from the angels, we heard from Mary herself, we heard from Zechariah, we heard from Simeon. He was born of God, and he lived a sinless life. 30 years later, he began his ministry. We know he walked on water. We know he fed the thousands. We know he did miracles. We know that he healed people and he brought people to life. But then we know the most important part of Christmas is Easter. Jesus was born, but he was born to die. And he went to the cross to pay for your sins and my sins. I'm not picking on you. I don't mean to be rude on Christmas Eve, but let's face it, you're not perfect. All of us here have been born with a sin problem. You got it from your mom and daddy. They got it from their mom and daddy. It's been passed down for a long time. You were born with a sin problem, and then you chose sin on your own. And because of that, God knew there was nothing you could do. Everything else that you choose is thin ice. It's not going to support the weight. Only Jesus, amen? Only Jesus is the sure foundation. He went to the cross. He became sin, your sin, my sin, and he died on that cross. 3 days later, God rose him from the dead, defeating death and sin once and for all. Now, he doesn't force that on you. He offers it to you. See, religion's always about do, D-O, do more. I'm not talking to you about being a religious person this Christmas. I'm talking about true Christianity, and it's spelled D-O-N-E. It's done. Christ died, and he defeated it once and for all. Have you received it? Christmas is the dividing line of all history. Jesus will cause the rising and the fall of many. Have you chosen to give him room this Christmas? Have you chosen to believe in him by faith and receive salvation by asking him to forgive your sin and come into your life as Savior and Lord? What do you get? The guy who has everything? The God who has everything? He wants nothing less than all of you. Have you surrendered your life and said, Lord, forgive me. Come into my life as Savior and Lord. I want to pray with you, and then we're going to hear O Holy Night while we light candles. Pastor Ted and I will make our way down these center middle aisles, and we'll light candles, and then you'll pass the flame as it goes. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Christmas. I thank you for this wonderful story. And it's not just a cute story. It's a true history. And it is the dividing line of all history. I pray that today nobody in this room would be confused, but they would make it their life. Faith in Jesus. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.